Please open your Bibles to the book of John, chapter 1. John, the first chapter. In your Scofield Bible, page 1116. We're beginning with the 35th verse, verse 35, and reading through verse 39. We'll read the verses responsibly. The text verse is the 39th verse. John, chapter 1. Verses 35 through 39, page 1116 in your Scofield Bible. Let's stand, please, for the reading of the Word of God, as we always do. Again, the next day after John stood, and two of his disciples, and looking upon Jesus as he walked, he saith, Behold the Lamb of God. And the two disciples heard him speak, and they followed Jesus. Then Jesus turned and saw them following, and saith unto them, What seek ye? They said unto him, Rabbi, which is to say, being interpreted, Master, where dwellest thou? And let's read together the text verse, ready? He saith unto them, Come and see. They came and saw where he dwelt, and abode with him that day, for it was about the 10th hour. And let's pray. Father, we find no disappointment in Thee. We find nothing wrong with Thy Word. And we find that when we come here, we hear Thy name exalted and Thy Word is exalted. We feel that this is the place we ought to be. This is the place where things of a spiritual nature take place, things of an eternal measure. And so we pray that Thou wouldst bless us today. Help us to be in touch with our inner self, help us to be aware of that which is preached and to equate it with that which we need. We do pray that Thou wouldst bless this service, speak to our heart's need, bless our preacher, and give him of Thy power. In Jesus' name, amen.
I want to read for you just one verse, which is my text. We read a while ago. It says, He saith unto them, Come and see. They had asked him in the previous verse, Jesus said, What seek ye? And they said unto him, Rabbi, which is to say, the interpreted Master, where dwellest thou? He saith unto them, Come and see. Then came they and saw where he dwelt, and abode with him that day. It was about the 10th hour. I'm going to do something I don't usually do. I'm going to lift out those little words, come and see. And I want to talk to you this morning on that, those three words, come and see. Our Heavenly Father, I do not know how many times I've stood behind this piece of wood and preached the Word of God. I do know that none of those can help me now. And none of those can feed the souls of the people now. And yesterday's power cannot convict today. Yesterday's blessings cannot suffice for today. So I pray you speak to me and through me to the hearts of the people. Please, in Jesus' name, amen. I'm going to pull out an illustration that I use probably a couple times a year and use it as a launching pad for my message today. I was on an airplane flying from out west back to Chicago. I was sitting beside what I thought was a hippie. Long shaggy hair, dirty shirt, no tie, pants that shouldn't be worn except to work in the yard, shoes that were muddy. And I thought, I wonder how a fellow like this could afford to fly on an airplane. I always try to be friendly, and I looked over and spoke to him, and I said, Sir, what kind of business you in? And he said, I'm a professor at Bucknell University. I guess I wasn't surprised. I've seen professors at these modernistic universities. And I said to him, Sir, are you a Christian? And he said, don't believe all that stuff. I said, let me tell you what the Bible says. He said, don't believe the Bible. I said, do you know the Bible? He said, yes, I've read it many times. I didn't believe him. these so-called intelligentsia say the Bible's not true. They don't know what they're talking about not being true. They haven't read the Bible. I said, you mean you've read the Bible and found it not to be true? He said, exactly. I've read it many times. I said, I bet you haven't read the book of Jerusalem. He said, I have too. I said, you mean you've read the book of Jerusalem? He said, I've read that book many times. I said, how about the book of Hezekiah? He said, I've read that over and over again. I said, for your information, Mr. Professor, there is no book of Jerusalem in the Bible. You folks just found that out. And there is no book of Hezekiah in the Bible. And I said to him about what I said to you this morning, the secular, self-proclaimed, scholarly world doesn't know what they're talking about. They've never come to see. Jesus said, come and see. Come on, investigate. Check it out. See for yourself. Before you make up your mind, learn the facts. You see, this book can stand inspection. And the gospel of the grace of God can stand inspection. Come and see. Jesus said, come and see. You don't believe it? Come and see. Come and see the Bible. Come and see that hundreds of years before Christ was born, that Micah chapter 5 and verse 2 predicted the very city in which he would be born. Which was so unusual because Mary was not from that city. And Joseph was not from that city. They were from up in Galilee, a good distance from Bethlehem. And they came to Bethlehem because it was time for the census or the taxation. It was April 15th. And they came to Bethlehem. But Micah 5 and 2, come and see, scholar, come and see. Criticize it, but find out what you're criticizing. If you don't believe it, know what you don't believe. Check it out. I promise you this. No honest, sincere, intellectual person can check this book out without believing this book. Come and see. Come and see that 700 years before he was born, Isaiah 7:14 told us that he would be born of a virgin. Come and see. Come and see that hundreds of years before Jesus was born, Daniel chapter 9 tells us the very year that Jesus would be born. Come and see, scholar. Before you stand up in your classroom and make light of the Word of God, find out what you're talking about. Do your investigation. Do your research. Read the Bible. Examine the Bible. I said hundreds of years before Jesus was born, Daniel chapter 9 tells us the exact year of his birth. Come and see. Come and see that 1,500 years before the fact, the star of Bethlehem, seen by the wise men, that hovered over the manger of Christ and led the wise men to that manger. Come and see that 1,500 years before the fact, that star was predicted in Numbers chapter 24 and verse 17. I say, come and see. Come and see, humanistic professor. Come and see, state university professor. Come and see, liberal theologian. Check it out. You have no right to talk. Do you know what you're talking about? Investigate. Find out what the Bible's all about. Come and see that hundreds... Are you listening to me? Come and see that hundreds of years before Calvary, Psalm 22 and verse 1 gives us the very words that Jesus would speak on the cross. My God, why hast thou forsaken me? Come and see that Daniel chapter 2 tells us the yet future of the yet future Media-Persia Empire. Come and see that that very same chapter, Daniel chapter 2, tells us of the great Grecian Empire that someday shall conquer the world. Come and see that that same Daniel chapter 2 prophesies the great Roman Empire that someday would rule the known world. Check it out. Come and see. We've got a book that can stand inspection. We've got a gospel that can stand inspection. We've got a Savior that can stand inspection. Come and see for yourself. Do your homework, professor. Do your homework, theologian. Do your homework, skeptic.
Do your homework, agnostic. Come and see. Come and see that Isaiah chapter 53 describes in detail the death of Jesus Christ 700 years before the fact. Come and see that 3,000 years before man discovered that the life of the flesh is in the blood, that Leviticus chapter 17 and verse 11 says those very words. The life of the flesh is in the blood. Man did not know that to the last 150 years or so. In fact, George Washington, when he was sick unto death, they drained his blood from his body, thinking that would give him. But the Bible says the life of the flesh is in the blood. And in the last 150, 200 years in America, we have discovered the life of the flesh is in the blood. God didn't look down one day and see the future and say, uh-oh. God didn't look down and see what happens. Says, I'll declare. I'm saying, check it out. Check the gospel out. You have no right to turn down the gospel till you come and see what it's all about. Come and see. Come and see. Over 2,500 years ago, the combustible engine of the automobile was predicted in Nahum chapter 2 and verse 4, where it says, the chariots shall rage in the streets. They shall seem like torches. They shall run like lightnings. That chariots in the streets raging, that's the car. The torches, that's a combustible engine. Running like lightnings is truck drivers exceeding the speed limit. Come and see. Boy, the good thing about this book, it can stand inspection. Good thing about the gospel of Jesus Christ is that it works. Come and see. You don't believe it? Come and see. Well, you say, I just don't. Yeah, I don't believe all that stuff. Okay, add one thing as far as I know. Well, I don't believe in a Christian life. Add one thing, as far as I know. Add one thing, the Christian life is drab. Add to that, as far as I know. Unless you've tried it, you don't know. And nobody's ever tried it and been disappointed in it. Come and see. Come and see. In that same verse, you find freeways and accidents mentioned. Where it says concerning these chariots that shall rage in the streets, they shall run, shall seem like torches, and run like lightnings. It says they shall jostle one against another in the broad ways. Come and see that 2,700 years ago, 2,500 years before man discovered the earth was round, Isaiah 40:22 said, the circle of the earth. Hey, smarty pants, come and see. Hey, PhD, stands for post-hole digger, come and see. Hey, professor, think you're smart, but you're a dumb bunny. Come and see. Come and see for yourself. Disprove the fact. God speaks in Isaiah 40:22, 700 years before Jesus came, the circle of the earth. Come and see. Come and see, you smarty pants that look down on fundamental believers and think we're sort of ignorant. Brother, I like what old Sam Jones said, under the study of my ABCs in heaven, the Greek and Hebrew in hell. And I studied Greek and Hebrew. It was that to me. I've often said I'd rather ride a kitty car to heaven than ride a jet plane to hell. Come and see. Come and see that hundreds of years before scientists discovered the planetary system, in Hebrews 1:2, it says, by whom he made the worlds. When man thought that there was a ceiling up there and the earth was all there was, God said hundreds of years before, by whom he made the worlds. Now, if God predicted the car and God predicted the freeway and God knew the circle of the earth and God knew the life of the flesh and the blood, if that book says it, you better believe that book that says the wicked shall be turned into hell and all those that forget God. You better believe the books that says those not found written in the book of life were cast in the lake of fire. I say, come and see. Investigate it. Don't make up your mind you have done your research. You make your students do that. If they write a theme, they've got to research. Okay, before you write your theme on the Bible, do your homework. Come and see that 3,000 years before Benjamin Franklin's kite and the discovery of electricity, Psalm 77 verse 18 says, the lightning shall lighten the world. Come and see 2,000 years before television was thought of, God tells us in Revelation chapter 11, verse 9, that someday something will be invented so that all the world will be able to see the same event. Come and see! Fundamentalists, don't look up at the so-called self-styled intelligentsia. Don't get some inferiority complex because folks that don't do their homework, that call themselves PhDs and LITTDs and DDTs and BVDs and all the rest of it, I'm saying, don't feel inferior. Bless God, this book is truth and everything else will be judged by this book. Come and see. Come and see. Come and see that the oldest book in the Bible speaks of the telephone. Job chapter 38 and verse 35. Canst thou send lightnings that they may go and say unto thee, here we are? That's the oldest book in the Bible, smarty pants. That's the oldest book in the Bible, intellectual. And these people that are so intellectual, they think the eye came from a freckle on a protoplasm. And the feet came from a wart on that same protoplasm. Now you listen to me, folks. You listen to me well. Don't you feel shy about believing this book. Come and see. Come and see that the airplane and its hangars were prophesied in Isaiah chapter 60 and verse 8. 2,500 years before the Wright brothers were ever born. Come and see. Come and see that the serious fault I read about in the paper just the other day in the Mount of Olives. I picked up a newspaper, the USA Today, a few months ago, and there it was. It says there is a serious fault in the Mount of Olives. And that Mount of Olives could cleave in twain and cause an earthquake any day. Come and see, Reverend Smarty Pants, PhD. Come and see that Zechariah chapter 14 and verse 4 I read for you, and his feet shall stand in that day upon the Mount of Olives, which is before Jerusalem on the east, and the Mount of Olives shall cleave in the midst thereof. Half of the mountain shall remove toward the north and half of it toward the south. Come and see! God knew it 2,500 years ago. Come and see. Come and see that the waters and the many of the earth picked up the paper not long ago. Said there's a mysterious microbe that's causing the waters of the rivers of the world to turn red. And God didn't look down and say, wonder what's going on. Did it ever occur to you that nothing ever occurred to God? Come and see that the waters in those earth's rivers that even today are turning red like blood. Read Revelation chapter 11 and verse 6 and you'll find the very words that says that'll happen. Come and see that the revival of Israel becoming a nation is predicted in Ezekiel 37. Come and see that the rise of Russia in the end time is predicted in Ezekiel 38 verses 1 through 6. Come and see that Palm Sunday is predicted hundreds of years before the fact. When in Zechariah chapter 9 and verse 9, the king cometh unto thee riding upon an ass and upon a colt, the foal of an ass. I say, come and see. Check it out. Do your homework. Do your research. Come and see. By the way, while you're at it, come and see the product. Come and see Alcoholics Made Sober that Alcoholics Anonymous couldn't help a bit. Answer me, educator. Answer me, Dr. Mess 'em Up. Answer me. Explain these drunkards here in this room been made sober. We ordained a man to preach last night, pastoring a church in Mexico. That man was on dope in Chicago, came to the Hammond City Baptist Rescue Mission and got saved. Went down to Mexico, went to a Bible college in Mexico, and now is pastoring a strong church, one of the most respected preachers in all of Mexico. Hey, Alcoholics Anonymous, try out your product. Come and see the type of young people you want to turn out and can't. Come and see what you educators want to turn out and can't. We'll show you the product. But see, you don't want to admit we've got what you want. You want our product. You don't want our recipe. You don't get chocolate cake without putting chocolate in the cake. Come and see. Come and see what urban renewal is trying to do and can't, but the gospel of Jesus Christ is doing. Come and see what modern science is trying to do and fails to do, and the gospel of Jesus Christ is succeeding at. Come and see what Just Say No to Drugs is attempting to do and cannot do, but the bus ministry of First Baptist Church of Hammond is doing. Some of you heard Paul Harvey on national television or radio say that First Baptist Church of Hammond, Dr. Jack Howells, are doing more for Chicago ghettos than anything else in the world. And that's right. The power of the gospel is a redeeming power and transforming power. Come and see. Come and see Head Start program. What you're trying to do and can't do, but Jesus does. Come and see our crime rate compared to yours. Public school system, state universities, Supreme Court, Congress, Hillary, and your assistant Bill. Come and see. Praise God, I'm in a kind of business that'll stand inspection. I've got a book that'll stand inspection. I've got a gospel that'll stand inspection. Compare our work ethic with yours. Compare our tobacco, come and see, and compare our tobacco consumption with yours. Come and see, educated world. Compare our teenage suicides with yours. We'll put it up. We'll publish it in the newspapers. Come and see. Check the membership of First Baptist Church of Hammond, and check the teenage suicides, and check the dope consumption, and check the liquor consumption, and check the alcoholism. Check it out. Come and see. Put up or shut up. Come and check our drunk driving record with yours. Come and check our divorce rate with yours. Come and check our abortion rate with yours. Come and check our illegitimate births with yours. Come and check our credit records with yours. Come and check our queer ratio with yours. Come and check our rape record with yours. Ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you something. Don't you blush when somebody says, what church do you go to? You say First Baptist Church of Hammond. Throw your chest out. Raise your hand high. If they say, why do you go there? Say, because it works. That's why I go there. Paul said, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, for it's the power of God and the salvation of everyone that believes. Come and see. If you want the product, come and see the recipe. If you want the product, come and try the formula. If you want the product, come and see what the gospel of Jesus Christ can do. Come and see the classified section, the Hammond Times, where it says apartment for rent, prefer Baptist couple. Show me any other ad where it says prefer Presbyterian couple, prefer liberal couple, prefer Catholic couple. Show me. But I can show you in the Hammond Times and Gary Post Tribune again and again and again where people say apartment for rent, prefer Baptist couple. You know why? They know it works. That's why. Try out your product, liberal theologian. Try out your product, liberal philosopher. Try out your product, liberal politician. Let's see it. Trot it out. I'll trot out a bunch of bus kids who are living clean, decent lives, who work hard, and who are honest and respect their parents and respect the law and order. Trot out your product. Let's compare the two. Show me in the classified section where it says help wanted, prefer Baptist. Show me where it says prefer Methodist. Show me where it says prefer liberal, doesn't come to church on Sunday night. Show me. Show me, come and see the businesses that want to hire our people. You know that we have businesses in this area that are begging for Howells Anderson College young people to work for them? Begging. Do you know that Mr. Sally, God bless his heart, you know he has jobs that folks call and say, we want these Baptist college students. You know why? Because at Hiles Anderson College, we tell you to work for your money or get your carcass off our campus. Come and see! Come and see, you little pusillanimous rock music listeners. Come and see. And you just come and see how your crowd turns out. Come and see how the crowd turns out. You free lovers and freelancers and rock music and Michael Jackson and Madonna people. Come and see. Let me show you how you're going to turn out someday. I dare you to come and see. Come and see. Won't you try it? Liberals, why don't you try putting skirts on women and see how it works? Come and see. Why don't you try putting haircuts on men and see how it works? Come and see. Why don't you try the old-time religion before you criticize it? Come and see. Why don't you try, but politicians, closing down the gambling houses, whether it's in a casino, a lottery, or the Catholic Church across the street. Come and see. I don't like your preaching. I don't give a flip. I can take my Social Security check and go to Florida. Play shuffleboard and wear my Bermuda shorts. As long as God gives me breath, I'm going to tell you that book right there has the answer. I'm not ashamed, the Apostle Paul said. And he said it to the church in Rome, the center of politics and the center of power in the world. He said, I want you Roman people to know, I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. It's the power of God and the salvation to everyone that believes. Come and see. He said, well, Brother Howes, I don't like loud preaching. Come and see how it turns out, people. Check your little book reviews and come and see what the results are. Why don't you try it? Come and see about what, and try taking earrings off the men. Come and see, and try dress codes that are at your schools. Come and see, and try spanking disorderly children. Come and see, liberals, try banning alcohol, tobacco, and rock music. Try banning filth on television. Try banning your Playboy magazine, philosophy and magazines. Try children saying yes, sir, and yes, ma'am, and no, sir, and no, ma'am. Try it. It'll stand inspection. Come and see. Come and see. Try cleaning up the talk shows on television. Try calling a queer a queer instead of a gay. Try the King James Bible. Try giving a decent people guns and taking them away from criminals. Try it. Come and see. Try giving the death sentence to doctors who kill unborn babies. Come and see. Come and see. Well, Brother Howes, you and I just don't agree. Okay, let's put your product up. Hey, trot your reformed alcoholics out, liberals. Trot them out. You can't trot them out because your boards at your liberal churches are composed of men that are sipping cocktails themselves. He said, I'm not going to come back, and I'll pluck your tail feathers while you're here. Hallelujah, praise God, glory to His name. It works! It works! Come and see the gospel of the grace of God. Come and see. Try taking women out of the Senate. Try taking women out of the Army. Try taking women out of the police force. Try taking women off the Supreme Court. Try it! You say, or you think women are second-class citizens? No, I think men are. Women are too high class to be Supreme Court justices. We need the women, their character and their integrity and their honor and their loveliness and their sweetness. We need them at home training the next generation. That's what we need. Just come and see. Why don't you try outlawing alcoholic beverages? Why don't you try the America we used to have? When you could take a walk at night in safety. When you could go to school without seeing law officers in the hallways. When you didn't need security check at transportation terminals. When you could sleep in safety with your windows open at night. When women were respected and the royalty that they were meant to be was given them. Try it! Try it! The liberals keep on saying, Bible's not so and destroying society. Young people, come and see how it feels to be in the right crowd for change. Come and see. You, Howells Anderson College, a few rebels we have, we haven't found out yet, we'll find out about you and send you home. While you're being found out, come and see what kind of people these are that you call hackers. You Hammond Baptist High School students that call Howells Anderson students that are trying to live for God hackers, come and see what it's like. I've pastored this church almost 38 years. Ladies and gentlemen, I have yet to have a couple come in and say to me, my child is causing trouble. Well, what is it? My child reads the Bible every night. My child prays. My child listens to good music and never listens to rock music. My child runs in the right crowd. My child is giving me trouble. Show me. It's always the same thing, El Punko. It's always the same thing. My child got in the wrong crowd at school. My child smoked a cigarette. My child went out and did wrong with a girl or with a boy. My child went out and listened to rock music. Listen, it's a rock music crowd. It's a dope crowd. It's a beer drinking crowd. It's a liberal crowd that's miserable and unhappy. And America's going to hell because we've not tried that blessed old book right there. Come and see. Come and see. I dare you to try it. Come and see. Come and see how the right crowd turns out and how the wrong crowd turns out. Come and see the lies of Satan as he leaves his trail of blood with his broken lives, broken hearts, broken dreams, and broken hopes and destroyed air castles. Come and see. Praise God. I was on the airplane talking to a rich man who lives over here on Gold Coast in Chicago, one of those multi-million-dollar condominiums. He's a president of a big firm in Chicago, sitting beside him on the airplane. What kind of business are you in? He told me he owns several corporations, multi-millionaire. He said, what kind of business are you in? I could have said I'm an author of 43 books, 13 million copies. I didn't say that. I could have said I'm chancellor of a college with 3,000 students. I didn't say that. I could have said I'm a traveler, a lecturer and speaker around the country and around the world. I didn't say that. I said I'm a fundamental Baptist preacher. Say, aren't you ashamed to say that? Not on your life. He said, are you one of these sane, sensible Baptist preachers? Or are you way out there like Jerry Falwell? I said, sir, I'm so far right of Jerry Falwell I can hardly see his image. And I said to him, and I say to you, America was built on our kind of Christianity. If you don't believe it, you check the Carson, Perry, and Scott rules of their company about 75 years ago. You couldn't work at Carson, Perry, and Scott without signing a statement that you went to prayer meeting on Wednesday night. And we didn't have policemen patrolling the halls of the public schools then. We didn't have teachers afraid to teach and resigning because they feared their lives at the hands of the student. Didn't have that then. Why? I'll tell you why. It's because of the gospel and the grace of Almighty God. That's why. Come and see. Come and see. We'd gladly welcome your investigation. Find out for yourself. Look into it. You owe it to yourself. It works. It works. It works! Praise God. Hallelujah. It works.
All I say this morning is, if you don't agree with it, come and see. I dare you to walk down this aisle and accept this book as being God's book, realizing you're a sinner, realizing you're lost, believing that Jesus Christ came, was born of a virgin, lived a perfect life, went to the cross of Calvary and paid the penalty for your sins, and trust Him and what He did for you on Calvary to take you to heaven. I dare you to come down and see. Just come and see. I remember that morning, a wealthy businessman walked in our church. He had on a wig, mustache, and a beard, and sunglasses. He didn't want folks to see what white trash he was running with. This ain't the white trash, brother. The white trash is people that don't believe this book. He sat back in the back. He heard me preach. Something about like I'm preaching this morning. He took off his sunglasses. He took off his beard, took off his wig, took off his mustache, walked down the aisle, trusted Christ as his Savior. Come and see. Hey, come and see, little critical hippie right now with your long shaggy hair. Come and see. Come and see. Come and see, doubting truck driver over there, that you think, boy, didn't know I was going to get this morning. I know you didn't know it, but it's what you got. Come and see. Come and see. Come and see, sailor back there. Come and see. Come and see. About the house. You see, I go to a church where most of the people are college graduates. Well, let me show you something, Buster and Busterette. How many college graduates here this morning? If you attended college, stand up. Would you please, ever attended college, stand up. Now, while you're standing, I'd like for you folks that are in Tallahassee to go back to your church and ask your preacher to do the same thing. Look at these nuts. Don't sit down yet. The Lord hit you. You're getting tired? Go ahead and sit down if you're getting tired. It's a shame he's a college graduate, and he's a professor at our college. Now, listen to me carefully. It's not the dumb bunnies, and it's not the unintellectual. Thank you. Be seated, please. Just come and see. Come and see. Come to Christ and see. If you're saved, come to the separated life and see what it's like. Years ago, my mother was talking to one of my rich aunts. And my rich aunt was talking about me. And she said, Costell, Jack doesn't drink, does he? Mother said, no. She said, Jack doesn't go to movies, does he? And mother said, no. She said, Jack doesn't dance, does he? And mother said, no. She said, Jack doesn't smoke, does he? And mother said, no. And my wealthy aunt shook her head and began to cry. And she said, poor Jack. Poor Jack, nothing. Poor guy that's got lung cancer because he didn't listen to Jack. Poor guy that's got hepatitis because he wouldn't listen to poor Jack. Pity the guy that's wrecked his life because he wouldn't listen to poor Jack. Or better still, because he would not heed this blessed old book, which will, can, and always does stand inspection. If you don't believe it, come and see. Shall we stand, please? I want you to walk down the aisle and check it out. Walk down the aisle and trust Christ as your Savior. If you've done so, walk down the aisle. Let us tell the people you have. Come and see. Try it out. The choir sings. Come and see.